Good afternoon, dear listeners of Eagle FM. The time is 32 minutes past 2 and you are tuning in. Afternoon Breeze with Francina Pavo. I'll be taking you until 3:30. So today, I want us to be dive in a crucial issue that's actually affecting many families in Namibia, which is teenage pregnancy. So, now the rate of teenage pregnancy is actually increasing here in Namibia from 19% to 38.9%. Yeah? So, what can we actually do to decrease this, and what are the solutions? What should we do? We'll be talking about that. And yeah, we'll be exploring that. So, now, the teenage pregnancy is actually for, increasing more, like the region that's with the highest teenage pregnancy, it's actually Kunene. It's in Kunene. No? So, since it's December, né, and my girl is once to December, and what can we do to prevent it? So the teenage pregnancy actually decrease. We'll keep ourselves safe. Yeah, in this December, né? Yeah, most it's the festive season, guys, and I understand most of us we want to have fun, party, drink a little bit of alcohol, but actually, we must also consider this thing as, especially to the teenagers, né? So we don't do the wrong things and end up regretting next year when you actually find out, no, I'm pregnant and whatnot. So what, as now teenagers, what can we do? Guys, we should talk about it, né? That's what we are going to do about it. That's what we are going to talk about today. So, a teenage pregnancy is actually caused by the lack of proper parenting, poverty, and peer pressure. So, for let me say your parents, né, are not like, you are from a broken family and your parents don't have time to actually focus on you and actually discuss these things with their teenagers. Né? It can actually cause, lead to teenage pregnancy because girls, parents are actually not focusing on this, they are only focusing on their problems and not their kids. Yeah? Poverty. Yeah, sometimes, yeah, you know most girls, they want to live a soft life, and sometimes their parents cannot afford these things, and they are seeing their friends actually having these nice things, and then they end up sleeping with big men to get this thing. And they are in their teenage lives, and they end up getting pregnant, falling pregnant in their teen lives. Okay? And the other thing is peer pressure. I feel like that's the number one. Peer pressure. Mm? Just because you are seeing another person doing it doesn't mean it's right. Just because you saw your best friend sleeping with an older man doesn't mean that it's right, and sometimes you just need to know yourself. Yeah? Sometimes you should accept where you came from, and not and don't follow what your friends are actually doing to avoid this peer pressure. You stay away from those that are leading you to do into peer pressure. Actually, yeah? And now, how can we overcome this now? How can we actually, when as a teenager, if you feel like your parents are not focusing on you, what can we actually what can you do about it if you feel like, no, my parents are actually, my parents are actually not focusing on me? My parents are actually not focusing on me. You talk to them. You should actually talk to them. Yeah. You should talk to your parents, discuss with them about these things. Don't just, sometimes your parents don't know that you're actually going through something. Sometimes talk to them. Yeah? And poverty cannot really be the cause of it, because sometimes you just need to know where you came from and accept it, and maybe try to study very hard so you can actually come out of the poverty, instead of you blaming everything on poverty and then doing wrong things, end up falling pregnant when you are a teenager. Peer pressure. Don't let peer pressure get to you guys. Eh? Be who you are. Try to do what is right. And just because somebody is doing something doesn't mean it's right. Eh? We'll dive more into this teenage pregnancy with this festive season. We are quickly going for a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff. Ngino
wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi. Dayo loka, opone ujendi fenawa, nukumona oija mwiri nawa, ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe, bali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali, ile kumberewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu watatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Okay, welcome back. The time is exactly 42 minutes past 2, and we'll continue with our discussion. So, I'm joined by my colleague, my Mbushe, Francina. So we are going to actually talk about more about teenage pregnancy, especially the cause of them, how to avoid, especially in this festive season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A very good afternoon to Eagle FM listeners. And welcome to our topic discussion today. And like we said, we'll be taking you until the hour or 3 o'clock. So Francine is busy talking about teenage pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually a best topic that you have come up with. You know, it's actually now December time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's now the time where our kids are now meeting up with friends, long-time mm-hmm. friends. And, you know, so many things are happening, you
mm-hmm.
know. This is a time where the kids use that opportunity to sneak out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like most people tomorrow is like the 24th of December. Mm. So it's almost Christmas Eve, and yeah. it's Christmas Eve, and it's Christmas and all that. So obviously the kids, like, let me say, for example, from the northern side,
mm-hmm.
that's the time where the kids go to church, mm. you know, to go have just to, you know, familiarize themselves with Christmas Day before the Christmas Day itself, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, also on Christmas Day, people go to church, but yeah. they go in advance, you know, yeah. just to go set up the lights, decorate the church and everything. So this is an opportunity where some of them now find themselves going to use that opportunity of sneaking out of the house. They always say, we are going to decorate the church,
yeah.
you know, help out in here and there. Mm. And then that's another chance where they also get a chance to use, to do what they're not supposed to do.
Yeah.
And, this is also the time that our parents, or as parents, we also need to sit down with our kids,
mm-hmm.
talk to them, because it doesn't mean when it's December time, they will behave. No.
No.
So many things will be involved.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go sneak out. You know, some people, at home, they have, functions like parties and all, their family get together.
Mm-hmm.
That's also the chance where they get to also sneak out of the house or meet up while at home,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they would obviously do so many things they're not supposed to. Some will be even be dragged into the influence of alcohol to mm-hmm. take alcohol and all that. From there, they don't know where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where some now also take advantage of them,
mm-hmm.
and they don't know what's happening. The next day, you don't know what happened. You are lost, and you end up doing something because you were tricked into doing it,
mm-hmm.
or because you avoid, or you are indisciplined,
mm-hmm.
you know? So sometimes ignorance is also one of the things. So yeah. this is where a part where also parents need to take a chance to also play their part, you
yeah.
know? When your child is going for a holiday, also sit down with them, you know, mm-hmm. talk to them, advise them, like, no, you are going for holiday,
mm-hmm.
go behave, listen to to the adults and all that. But not only about listening to adults, also to mind, this is something we also need to be talking about. But I have seen that some parents fear to talk about this,
yeah.
because they feel like as if they're encouraging the child to go do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you say, if you talk about this sexual practices and all that,
mm-hmm.
you feel like, no, if I tell her about this, I'm opening up her mind,
mm-hmm.
you know? Because if you tell her that, no, please use protection and this and that and that, they feel like they're telling you that, go do it,
mm-hmm.
but use protection.
Yeah.
You know, my mom, when I was small,
mm-hmm.
my mom told me that, she didn't tell me about this protection.
Mm-hmm.
She just told me that, no, my dear child, once you enter that room with a boy, you will come out with two things or with one thing. It's either with you come out pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and infected,
mm.
or you come out pregnant but not infected, or you come out infected and not pregnant.
Yeah.
She didn't tell me there's condoms or anything. She just told me that.
Mm-hmm.
And that gave me a fright, you know?
Mm.
So it made you, when you were told, when I saw that, it just told me that there's no solution. So there's no doing such things that you're not supposed to be doing and all that.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And so you feel like parents should also talk about
yes, this. They also need to be involved in this.
Important.
So it's not only about you are going, letting your child go for holiday, and this is something that you also need to talk about.
Yeah.
Because it's a time where if we meet different people, when they go for holiday, they meet different people. And there are some out there that can influence a child,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes not only about the people from home, but the friends that they meet from there.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking of alcohol and drugs and all that. So
yeah.
as they take that, they don't know what they are doing.
Mm.
And from that can lead from one thing to another.
Yeah.
So that's sometimes where some boys get take advantage of a child because this is a moment I can use because she doesn't know where she is, what she's doing.
Yeah.
So let me take this opportunity. She falls pregnant, don't know how they fell pregnant.
Yeah.
Don't know who's the father.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was done where they did it, or she, it happened to her not knowing what happened, you know?
Yeah.
Although sometimes you can say it's rape.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes this person just did it, opened her, just, you know, gave herself because she thought she's having fun. It's life, it's teenage, it's, you know, yeah.
Yeah, like you said, ne, mm-hmm. most of the kids were mostly in the hostel, locked up in the hostel.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is their chance now. It's December. They are going to actually sneak out of their houses, like you said,
mm-hmm.
and go do the unthinkable,
mm-hmm.
not knowing that they are still under the age. They are teenagers. They are just going to bring a lot of problems already.
Mm-hmm.
Ne? So, to the dear listeners, if you want to engage with us, you can actually call us on 083-288-4001. Please do call in. So, we are quickly going to take a short break, ne? We'll be right back.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff. Ngelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshe fa omarudi. Dayo loka, opone ushendi fenawa, nokumona oijamwiri nawa, ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora itatu imwe, bali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali, ile kumberewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu batatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, welcome, dear listeners. The time is actually 50 minutes past 2, and I'll be with you until 3:30 in the afternoon.
Hello, Eagle FM, hello?
Yes.
Yes, how afternoon, sir?
Good afternoon.
I'm good, thanks, how are you, sir? Good. Do you want to contribute to our topic today? Okay, please do.
You see, the problem that is contributing to teenage pregnancy. Now I will speak as a parent.
Okay, sir.
Yeah. What is contributing to teenage pregnancy? Mm. One, I think our culture has a role to play. Silently, because of the way we raise our children as black people, we do not have a conversational engagement with the children, because we interpret this as a taboo.
Oh.
Maybe in the generations of our grandparents, it was plausible. But there are things as the dynamics of life, evolve. There are certain things that you need to adjust.
Okay.
But then the problem is that we make our culture to be like static, which does not change. Yeah, and that's one issue that is bringing problem. You see, even the way we do our children, we raise them in such a way that when a child is born, he's in our bosom. You know, the child is in our bosom until they start to ask difficult questions that we cannot answer. That's when we start to chase them out of, out of our room. When a small boy is born, and he's still sleeping with the mother. Yeah, until the boy is starting to ask questions, say, "Mommy, what was going on yesterday night?" See, those questions.
Yeah.
The child is asking out of curiosity. But then you start to realize that this child was awake when we were doing our things. Then you chase the child out. So out of curiosity, children tend to go and try out those things. Yeah, because we like to keep our children in our bosom. In other cultures, when a child is born, they make the child has already their own room there, and their bed there. The mother will just go and just feed the child and come back and sleep. So this child tends to be independent.
Mm-hmm.
And even the brain functions very well. But to us, that's why you are 34, 35, you still depend on your 85-year-old mother to solve your problem. Because we like the bosom. And it takes time for us to mature. Then the other issue comes of girls. You see, girls don't listen. Yes. I want to even girls, you big girls, you don't listen.
The difference is elaborate more on that.
Please elaborate.
You don't listen to advice.
We are ignorant. Okay,
when somebody is calling you queen in the street, that is not an honor. That's an assistance for you to it's a call for you to help them destroy your life. Because remember, there were other queens before you came. So you are not the first and you are not the last. So you need to know that when you are called queen in the street, it's a call for you to help those boys destroy your life.
Okay.
And once they have completed their mission, they move on to the next person. So you'll be there bitter, and you'll be calling men to, names.
Men are trash.
But you are, if men are trash, you are the dustbin.
I.
Yes, because there's no trash without trash can. So you have made yourself a trash can to hold trash. So to say men are trash is not, in fact, as a girl, you don't even need to say that. Because when you say that, you're embarrassing yourself. Because you mean men are trash, so you are a trash can.
Oh, wow.
So the main issue of girls, they don't listen to advice. And once you start to test the street, there's no way, there's nothing anyone can do to convince you otherwise until you face the consequences. That's when you sit down and you want everyone's attention. But the issue is that this is a two-way issue. Parents have a way also, instead of coming up with a conversation, let a person see logically the wrong of having a girlfriend or a boyfriend at that age. Let a person know. But what we do is, as parents, we threaten that if I find you with a boy, so if I find you with a boy, and we think that is power, that's not power. You are giving a license to the girl, and you are only putting a limitation to say, as long as I don't find you. So they will find a way to make sure that you don't find it out. But then, life consequences have a way to humble us all. The person will be pregnant. Before you know, they are looking for guavas, and they are looking for mangoes. But you don't know that you gave a license to say, I must not, if I find you, you will see. So the person will find a way to make sure that you will not find out. And then, but the consequences, don't care whether you found out or not. You will know that somebody did something. And that becomes too late. So I think that we should change the way we engage young people of today. Because today is a knowledge-based world where you need to know what are the trends what is trending right now, mm-hmm. as far as young people's life is concerned.
Mm.
So if you don't understand this generation as a parent, you'll be threatening all you want.
Yeah.
You can make threats all you want.
Mm-hmm.
But you will never win because you are using a method that is, you are applying an old method.
Uh-huh.
You are applying an improper fraction, you know, methodology on an algebra, you know, mathematics.
Uh-huh.
It will not work.
Okay.
So you need to understand what are the trends of this generation.
Tade friends, can you just hold on? We have an ad coming up.
Mono pareka onga tu ya randura ko pamwe na paratus. Dieto mono mite o kuchapula emangulo kole data. Dihe na omangabeko. Koshi maliwa ashike shere dola na mibyo mafeleri ya tano. O milongo winanano. O uno mito yo wa mafiku elio milongo natu. Ule wo shinano. Che mega bit onlongo na nanomo sekonde. Kashi ni wapa he na mangabeko. Mule wa mwedi au she. O mono ashike una okufuta e gigs. Genge o uno mito yo kudimona pa he na omangabeko. Navali otoduro kuo spota. No kutopo elafana yo pamwe. Nova people na ave gashi wahara download oka epa ketu ile utarele posita ikeshe jo parates nivoye pina ave ema ngondo malandula fano odo dino kurandu power your next chat stream call with parates
always prepare parates.
Okay, Tate France, you can continue.
Yeah, so we need to understand as parents the trend.
Uh-huh.
What is likely to pull a child away today?
Mm-hmm.
What are the things that are, you know, in fashion today? What is in the, you know, how do young people say? You know, even you find parents, you have a katosh, mm-hmm. a phone,
mm-hmm.
and you want to advise a person on how to use internet, which you don't use.
Yeah.
So how do you know the pros and cons of something that you don't operate?
Mm-hmm.
So it is us parents that are contributing to that because we are not in the world where our children are.
Mm-hmm.
And we are failing to understand that this is a different generation from our generation.
Mm-hmm.
We are failing to understand that things that made us excited are not the things that are making young people as excited. I mean, my children were laughing at a BlackBerry phone. So when they were watching our wedding video, yeah. they were laughing at a phone that we used to have, the Nokia E5, you know, because those days they were the phones, the LG cookies and so forth. So, but you can't bring that LG cookie now to a child. What will they do with it?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to understand what is it that is likely to distract young people today.
Mm-hmm.
And then we know how to help them when we understand those things and we know the pros and the cons. Mm-hmm. Then we know how to advise the young people. So if you don't know computer, your child can be addicted to gaming. But because you don't understand the computer world, you don't understand the world of gaming, you don't understand the world of internet and the world of gadgets, there's just no way you can help the child.
Mm-hmm.
So, and let alone the girls that are even more vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things that what is contributing is also girls who don't listen to advice, but mm-hmm. at the same time, experience the way of engagement, which is old-fashioned. It is outdated. It doesn't work
uh-huh.
in this generation. So this is a knowledge-driven generation. It's a different generation altogether. So we need to understand them so that we can help them.
Uh-huh.
Not... we will threaten and cry all we want.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Tade France.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Same to you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. That was Tade France who gave us his opinion and his views on what we had for today. You can still call us in studio on 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. Share with us your views and your opinion on what we have for you today, which is on teenage pregnancy. Like mm-hmm. we said, it's now December and mm-hmm. kids have went for holidays and we don't know what our kids are planning. We don't know what they have in mind. So it's, you know, always, and obviously as a parent, you won't be available every time to see where he or she has gone to. You know, it's more especially the time of when events are happening, weddings, Christmas get-togethers, and any other function that's happening at home. So this is a chance where most kids now use it as a chance of meeting up with their boyfriends, meeting up with anyone, and you know, you don't know what happens out there. Mm-hmm. So it's always advisable, you know, to always at least get a chance to sit down with your child, talk to them, advise them here and there, you know, at least when you speak, it can always, you know, be repeating in their mind. You know, like mm-hmm. when I was young, my mom told me that about pregnancy. Every time it always comes in my mind. It always repeats, you know. So it's always worth it, or it's worth it saying something rather than I'm tired of. You know, some parents give up easily, like I'm tired of talking. Mm. You know, I've been telling him this or I've been telling her this, but she's still continuing. Just keep on talking. Sometimes the speaking helps. Then being quiet, because sometimes, you know, a child or a kid also wants to hear you speak. When you speak, they at least pick one or two words from you. But your silence to them means like, you are fine with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Although some parents are now fed up of talking and talking left, right, and center, kids are just kids, you know? You have to continue, no matter what, you just have to be speaking, you have to be speaking and all that. So, the friend also mentioned about kids the taboo, the taboos and all that. You know, sometimes, I think I also mentioned something similar to that at the beginning, but sitting down with them is it's the best thing to do, you know, because they get to also learn what they didn't learn, you know. Sometimes speaking to them about this, I know it's a topic that one can also be shy to talk about, you know, just to mention the word sex, it's something that some parents fear to mention, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes as a parent, if you see that you are failing to do so, or you feel like you are failing to get this child to understand what you really mean, you can get someone to talk to them. Sometimes you might be not be able to make them understand what you mean, but if you let someone talk to them, they can help at least. Sometimes they can get a chance to get to know what's being said, or just to learn and understand that, okay, this is what is being said, so now I understand and now I get it. You know, parents, we don't be clear about what we are saying. We beat behind the bush. You are not saying everything clear, you know. You are saying this and leaving out some, or saying it indirectly and all that. So, this, because as a parent, sometimes there are some that fear of speaking out everything, even speaking the words, just to mention the word sex, sometimes it's not easy to say.
Mm-hmm.
So at least when you let someone to speak to them who you know that they won't leave out anything, they will be straightforward and say what needs to be heard, then it's good to go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, ne, there's a parent that actually asking him or herself that, now what should I do? Should I lock them in the house? Because I tried talking.
Mm-hmm. Should I confiscate the phone?
Should I take the phone? Should I beat? Or what can I actually do? Now, what can we do now? Ne? To actually decrease the rate of teenage pregnancy? Do the parents need to beat? Should they lock them in the houses? What should be done? Because you know, if you go to, do you know that some teenagers, né, when they go to school, they're actually being laughed at because they are virgins, which is, sometimes it can be intimidating, and you'll be like, oh, I cannot go back to school just because I cannot be a virgin. People are going to laugh at me. Né?
Mm-hmm.
And if a kid now is going through something like that, what do you think should be done? Like, she's scared maybe, or he is scared for people to laugh at him because he's still a virgin.
Now, that also depends on what they have heard, you know. Sometimes you are told, now you're scared to be laughed at that you are a virgin. Mm-hmm. But did you see the results of not being a virgin? Because obviously you would see what's happening around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mom, I always have to use my mom because when I was a teenager, my mom was very strict. She was very, very strict.
Talk about
and I used to run away from boys. I used to run away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And because my mom was very, very strict, she made sure that she would scare me off. When she spoke to me about this topic, when she sat down with me, she didn't tell me that there is a solution to this. No. She made sure that there's no solution, so I'd be scared of if I happen to try this,
mm-hmm.
there won't be a solution. I'll come out with the negative results.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, if you are in a group of friends, obviously you'll be in a. And I also myself when I was, I think grade 8, I was in a group of such friends where they'll be like, "I'm a virgin. I'm not a virgin." Like to see if you what will you say, you know,
mm-hmm.
and. I obviously you'd be ashamed to say so,
mm-hmm.
to say where do you stand,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, you obviously have to look around at your peers, and you'll be like, okay, I see someone pregnant of my age, because of what? Because they are not this shows they are no more a virgin, because of what? Because they did this, mm-hmm. and then you obviously your question will be like. Was the protection used, or was there no protection used, or did the protection blast? You see? So, there's so many questions there. So there's something of this, obviously this has to be, someone that has spoken to them already. Because obviously if no one sat down with a child to talk about this, ne?
Mm-hmm.
To open their mind, to let them understand what's going on and all that,
mm-hmm.
it will be a whole issue because now, one day, if they find themselves with their peers and they're talking about something
mm-hmm.
Related to this and they don't know what's being spoken about, you know, there are some kids that are way ahead. Sometimes it depends on where the home they've grown from, the home they are coming from. The surrounding also matters. So you hear them talking about this and you're like, what are they talking about? They go in details and then you will be like, I want to try what's being said here. Because you were never spoken about no one sat down with you to talk about this with you. No one has opened your mind. No one has made you understand what's really going on here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously you have the fear. Of letting them know where you stand,
mm-hmm.
but this is not something to be scared about because nowadays things that are happening they are just not good at all, you know. So there's so many things that are happening, you know. So it's very sad seeing a young teenager pregnant, no father, no assistance, and you are from a family that's a hustling family, that's a family that's not really aware of. It's just a family that's struggling here and there, and then it's you that's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to, you need taxi money to be going to the hospital for ANC. You are having cravings. So many things are happening. Your books are now aside. Just a lot of your child can't be fathered because you don't know who's the father,
mm-hmm.
and all that. So sometimes this comes out of now. Also, sometimes what leads to also this is, alcohol, you know, some of these things they are done under the influence of alcohol,
mm-hmm.
because now you went home since it's December, so we are more focusing on December time and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them comes next year. It's the results are not showing. The results of December out in January, February.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So now you fall pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
You were out, you drank, or you were at home. There was an event at home taking place. You meet, sometimes you just met that day.
Mm-hmm.
Someone just met that you feel like you like. And then this boy lies to you into doing some things. And like, you know, the mm-hmm. sweet talking you and all that.
Yeah. So,
sorry about that. And out of the sweet talking, you think of it and you'd be like, yeah, it's something simple. You don't know, you know, obviously it was the sweet talking, you know, so many things happen then when you're being sweet talked and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So you fall for the trap, you open your legs, it happens, and tomorrow you don't know what really you're not sure of if the protection was used, or you are sure that you saw the protection, but you know there are those shy ones also. You don't know now if it was really used or it was just shown to me. And so many things ongoing and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So from there, the results come out. So it's something, it's a very much sensitive topic to open up with to the kids, but also at school. This is something also, obviously this is also what's being discussed at school. You know, it's something that needs to be done at home and also at school.
Mm.
So as the parents, as the teachers, also like the life skills teacher, and also teachers in general, some of them, like the ones that are having life science, and, you know, they also get a chance to just bring up this topic. But also as the child goes home, you know, parents, they with that thing of, no, they already have this at school.
Mm.
You know, they attend the dreams. They, mm-hmm. They attend this certain program of teenage pregnancy, alcohol and drug abuse. Just something that has to do with the youth. So you feel like you are comfortable with it. But as the child comes home also, mm-hmm. lecture them more also on it. You know, just for them to know this is something very serious.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that can change my life. Mm-hmm. You know, because once a child comes in your life, it will affect you. More especially now for someone that's very young, a teenager that's yet maybe just 12, 13 years old, 14 years old, you still have a whole life ahead of you. Mind you, are just a grade 7, grade 8 year old child. I mean, grade 6, even grade 6, grade 6, 5, 6, 7, you find them pregnant.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. So now you find them at that stage and they are now pregnant and they have, now it's the, for them have to be at home, breastfeed. Some don't even come back to school because now you have no one to leave your child with unless they have someone like maybe the grandparent or the parents that can take care of the child. So you are there stuck and you don't know what to do, you don't know where to go. And this also now affects you as a child. So it's a child giving birth to another child. You know, and now the child is all there. There is no one to assist him or her. The child is fatherless. There's so many things that are going on, you know. And now you don't even know where to get all the supplies and everything just to assist yourself, to help yourself. Because obviously, as you are going through the pregnancy process, you need so much assistance. After delivering, you still need assistance.
Mm-hmm.
All this. So it's so much. It's something that will change a whole life of a child and all that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. You are talking important points now.
Mm.
And the time is exactly 16 minutes past 3. If you want to join the conversation, you can call us on 083-288-401. Please call us so you can also add what you got. So we are quickly going for a short break. We'll be right back.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff. Ngelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi. Dayo loka opone ujendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge pata fanona.
Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I forgot one point.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You see, maybe for boys that are young, it is not yet at their level to have that logical thinking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when we were in school, in high school, we were big boys. I was in my early 20s because I started school late.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I told myself I'm not going to have any time.
Uh-huh.
That's what I told myself. I told myself I'm not going to have any time.
Uh-huh.
So that's how we used to call it, to say, unashila. If somebody has a girlfriend in school, we used to say, unashila.
Now, what does that mean?
Unashila is a girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we used to say, when somebody has a girlfriend, unashila.
Uh-huh.
At that time, I think that was the time when, I thought to myself, look, I'm being looked after, mm-hmm. so I cannot have a girlfriend this time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if anything happens, I'm not going to be able to, to be responsible for, mm-hmm. in terms of, taking responsibility of a child, when I'm also a child at that time. I mean, I'm a man, 22, 23, but I was still being provided for by my parents.
Uh-huh.
So, taking a girl is another responsibility. Because you girls depend 100% on those boys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then you suck them dry, they suck you dry, then you leave each other, and you go. So, but you see, men must also tell themselves that is it the right time to have somebody in your life?
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, even girls, you need to tell yourself, is it the right time now for me to have somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Because even you big girls, somebody mm-hmm. can impregnate you today and run away tomorrow.
Yes.
So you don't have a guarantee that person is going to stick around.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you need to sit down and plan your life properly.
Mm-hmm.
And ask yourself questions. So that when you get into a relationship, you are certain, you have set aside, you have looked at all scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not this thing of it, because you guys watch a lot of Telemundo also.
I.
And they deceive you to believe that if you get a boy or a man, they will treat you the way you are watching Paloma
and Diego
being treated. Those are drama. That is a drama. People mm-hmm. making money. It's not real life.
But still, that the friends now, in terms of the ones that are young, that are watching these telenovelas and all that, sometimes some of them, they still believe that what they see on TV is still happening in reality. We don't put to mind that this, what's happening on TV, it's just a act. It's just a show. It's just an acting and not something that's real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's where parenting comes in.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you need to sit down with the kids and tell them, okay, guys, you are watching Telemundo. Oh, okay, how is Augusto? What happened to Diego? No, mm-hmm. Diego did this.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you speak to them now,
mm-hmm.
using that Diego and Paloma
mm-hmm.
as an example, because that's what they are watching. This is a generation where we are in, the Z World generation
mm-hmm.
of
mm-hmm.
the King of Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Those are the things that we need to use to speak to kids. To say, guys, all this thing that you are watching now is drama.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real life.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be treated like this, if you want to be treated the way, Pragya is treated by whoever,
Abby.
You need to, the way if you want to be Pragya and you want an Abby,
mm-hmm.
first study.
Uh-huh. But that difference also,
focus on your school.
That difference? Like you said, ne? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Uh-huh. Like you said, now, in your days now, ne? people were actually getting laughed at because they have girlfriends or boyfriends. Now today, people are being laughed at because they don't have boyfriends or girlfriends.
No, in fact, in our time, when you don't have a girlfriend, you are not a man.
Now, how can one avoid that? Well, those are the things that are leading to teenage pregnancies now, because the person wants a boyfriend, because if she doesn't have a boyfriend, the person is getting laughed at and bullied.
They will still laugh at you when you fall pregnant. There will still be a laugh. You still be a laugh.
They will still, but they don't consider that now. They feel like they are on top of the world.
What is important is for a girl to study, focus on your education. Mm-hmm. At least your education will be a gateway to you, because we like employment, for you to get employed, mm-hmm. and then you build your life. Then when you are independent financially, you mm-hmm. can choose the type of man that you want.
But it's a lazy ones now.
Yeah, so if you are lazy, mm-hmm. you will just be used and dumped there.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day, you are bitter in your 30s, because nobody... You have been the street from your teens, so now in your 30s you are bitter and resentful because no man wants you, you have messed up, you have up to four or five kids, and you forgot that it's your fault.
You feel like it's you are not the one that's wrong.
Mm-hmm. So you start to shift blame.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So to avoid that, let the girls focus on their education,
mm-hmm.
and then when they are done with their education, then they are adult enough to be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can do what they want with their life.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Tata France, for your input.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
All right. So we only have how many
4 minutes.
Four minutes.
So now, in our last words, I think you go ahead.
Now, like Tata France said, boys, teenage boys. Let the girls actually focus on their books. Eh? And you, please be patient enough for the girl to finish school, and so that you can actually now
make her your woman.
Make her your woman and do what you actually wanted to do. But I'm not saying go dump her, go make her pregnant and dump her. And for the girls that their friends said, we don't listen. Please listen and listen to your parents, because tomorrow you are going to regret when you fall pregnant, when you are going to use your own t-shirts as a diaper now, because your baby daddy ran away. And to my dear parents, don't be scared to discuss these topics with your teenagers, because one day they are going to be lured into these things and then do things that they never knew, because you never talk to them about it. Don't be scared to mention sex to the teenage girls. Some girls actually some teenagers only get to learn about sex in life science or biology. But as a parent, meet a teacher halfway and talk about these things to your kids as a belief talk.
You and we added the word assembly talk.
The teenage pregnancy is going high. Just because it's December doesn't mean you should sneak out of the house and go to your boyfriends or go drink alcohol and end up doing things that you're not supposed to do.
And you know, it always says what's done in the darkness comes to light.
To light.
So don't say no one can see you. Mm-hmm. The results, even if it's not now.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, any day, it will come out and it will obviously show what you have been doing in the darkness. So anyways, from my side, to the Eagle FM listeners and all that, I hope you guys picked one or two, and I hope also the youth are listening. So let's abstain. That's the best advice I'll give.
Yeah.
Abstain.
Abstain.
Yes.
Don't be curious, please.
Mm-hmm. Abstain from what's happening around you. Don't get fooled. Don't fall for the traps. Whatever you see that's being done, or you're like, I also want to be like who, or because you see who is being taken care of because they fell pregnant. Now you're like, let me also fall pregnant. I saw how Francina was. She got all the love. She
got the push gift.
They made sure she was dropped off at the hospital, everything, every process that she had to go through as a being pregnant, also becoming a mother, you want to also be like her. No, we are all not the same. So let's abstain, guys. Parents, let's sit down. Let's talk to them. Don't be afraid or don't have the fear. If you do so, ask someone that you trust that can speak to them and talk to them. You know, sometimes there's some kids that disrespect their parents. You know, akutuwa odino. You know, my mom, you know, I love using my mom. My mom also, that time when I was young, when she advised me about this, she'd be like, if you do what's happening right now, otoniko maho. That's what she used to tell me, Moshuambo. Otoniko maho, tokawiri opotoniko maho, because you don't want to focus on your books, but you want to focus on boys. So, let's focus on books. These things, we can enjoy them later when we, when you have grown, when you know that you are on your own, you have your money, and you don't need to be suffering and all that. Because you know the advantages that people like taking on these boys they take. So don't fall for the traps. Once they call you, you see they are calling you in a corner or in the darkness, or they are trying to do something funny that you know this is going to affect my future. Say no.
Yeah.
Even if they say, you know, there's some boys that are like, ah, that girl, I don't like her. She doesn't have, she doesn't have manners. She's rude. Ask why you say she doesn't have manners. Sometimes it's because of what the person has said, or what the person has done or tried doing, but they didn't succeed. You know. So let's focus on our futures, guys, and let's abstain. Enjoy your Christmas Eve. And from me, the Mbushes, we shall meet again tomorrow. Same time, same place. And that's, of course, on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. Adios.